Because the WNBA has right now a lot of coaches that are coming out, including in the last day or two, saying, hey, if a man identifies as a woman, he should be able to play in the WNBA. I think that is absolutely ludicrous. It's absurd. The WNBA commissioner has not spoken out in favor of Sophie Cunningham or even just in favor of basic rules. It's called the WNBA because it's the Women's Basketball Association there, right? If they are going to allow men to play, I think we should have an actual game, not NBA players against WNBA players, high school boys. Let me pick a team. I will put it on pay-per-view. We'll donate all the profits to Tunnel the Towers for wounded warriors, for the families out there that they're helping to take care of, first responders. You know Frank Siller. They do incredible work. We'll put it on pay-per-view. If the high school boys win, I will give them $10 million. If the WNBA team wins, I will give them $10 million. I think we would raise tens of millions of dollars for charity, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. If the WNBA really doesn't believe that men are that much better than women at basketball, then the champion of the WNBA should be able to beat a bunch of high school boys. Will, so far they haven't responded. They always talk about how they want more money. This is more money for one basketball game than has ever been paid to win in the history of the sport.